Could Thursday get here already, please? Soon enough, boys and girls. But this is the Wednesday, March 16th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got some March Madness for you. We've got a lot of NBA for you. We've got some golf selections for you as well. Settle in, and we'll get you setting up 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. Here we go. It's the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. She is Anita Marks. I am Joe Fortenball. We are here grinding through the final 24 hours before the greatest four-day stretch in sports betting in America. Anita, how are you feeling today? You going to be able to get some sleep tonight?
I'm not sleeping at all, man. I'm tossing and turning. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I look at my bracket. is it USC? Is it Miami? Is it Boise State or is it Memphis? I mean, I'm on 3 hours right now, Joe. I'm going to have bags under my eyes on Daily Wager. Don't make fun of me.
No, never. Not you. I have a buddy once where I asked him about his brackets because we were going over brackets and he's a degenerate like I am. And I said, who do you have winning this thing? And he looks at me, he goes, truth be told, it doesn't even matter. What this bracket pays the winner, I'm going to lose it in juice on this first wave of games. So it doesn't even matter to me. And I remember thinking how true that is. I love filling the things out. I'm totally into them. But the gambling is where it is for me. And it's where it is for where we start right here. We got two games tonight for the play-in. Notre Dame laying one, total of 134 against Rutgers. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I love Rutgers, and look, full transparency, Ron Harper Sr. is a very dear friend of mine. I play golf with him every Wednesday afternoon, so I am rooting for him and his son. Keep in mind, very interesting note here, you know, Ron's from Dayton, and this game is being played in Dayton, and they're going to have a lot of friends and a lot of family in attendance, and I think Harp's son is going to go off. I love Rutgers. I think they're the better team. They've got the better defense. They've beaten Wisconsin and Indiana on the road already this season. I like the Big Ten. They're stronger than the ACC. So give me Rutgers. I'm all over Rutgers tonight, Joe.
I think all of Daily Wager is going to be on Rutgers. I'm on Rutgers as well. We always point out how well they play at the rack. Home wins over Illinois, Iowa, Ohio State, Michigan State, Purdue, Michigan. Like, the list goes on and on. But they've also won some big road games. They did go to Wisconsin and win. They did go to Indiana and win. They're a battle-tested squad. Notre Dame, in the eyes of many, should not be here. All right, the resume is not that impressive. They didn't really beat anyone down the stretch. So I'm going to be on Rutgers with you. I'm also looking to the over at 134.5. People will look at the pace and the defense, and they'll say that the bet might be crazy. But what each team wants to do is a weakness for the other team. For example, Notre Dame wants to bomb the three. Rutgers doesn't defend the three all that well. Rutgers wants to get to the rim. Notre Dame doesn't defend the rim very well. So the offenses should have their day. I'm going to play the over 134.5, and I'm with you on Rutgers. The other game tonight, Wright State is laying three, total of 155 against Bryant. Is there anything here that caught your eye?
Yeah, listen, I like Bryant, and give me the points. I think they win outright. They only have one loss since January 6th, which means they've won 16 of their last 17 games. Woo! And what they're good at, Wright State is not, right? Like, great in transition, Wright State struggles. Big under the rim, Wright State struggles. 300th, they're ranked 300th in the nation in protecting the rim. Bryant is 75% from the free throw line, and they're very, very few turnovers a game. So I think Bryant checks all the boxes here, Joe.
I'm with you on that. Small lean to that. If I am going to make a play here, I will go with the over. It's been steaming up. It's at 155 as of the recording of this podcast. I think the game's going to be electric. You have two awful defenses, both ranked 218 or worse in efficiency, and two teams that play very fast. Bryant ranks 7th in tempo. They love to get up and down the court. So I think we're going to see some teams knocking down free throws, threes, playing at a faster pace. I'm going to get involved. Just a little sampler here on the over 155.5. Let's transition to the NBA, where the marquee game is going to take place in the Bay Area. The Warriors are laying 2, total of 220 against Boston. Warriors open 2.5. It's been bet down to 2. Some places have gone as low as 1.5. Do you like the side or the total here?
Yeah, I'm on the total. I like the under. 10 of the last 12 matchups these two teams have faced each other, the under has hit. And with Draymond Green back, Joe, you know, both these teams, two of the best defenses in the NBA. So even though you've got a lot of star power on the court, and we know what Tatum has been able to do, averaging 37 points a game.
He's still a like beast under, right now. Beast.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. I might wear a Tatum shirt tonight for the show. I don't know. I'm contemplating.
Spoilers.
I received a new shipment yesterday. I've got 7 new shirts to choose from. So I don't know. I'm contemplating. But also one of my favorite bets here is the prop bet of Steph Curry over 5.5 assists, because as great as that Celtics defense is, I think they really hone in on Steph Curry. And I think they make him a facilitator as opposed to a scorer. So I think Curry is going to be dishing the ball out for other guys like maybe Klay and Draymond Green, who I expect to have more minutes this game to produce. So I like over 5.5 assists for Klay. I mean, for Curry, and you can get that at +110.
Probably not the best movie to reference for a podcast like this, but if anyone's ever seen the movie Blow with Johnny Depp, there's that scene where him and his partner, like, they're looking around the house trying to stash another box of money, and there's nowhere left to put the money because there's money everywhere. I envision your home like that with t-shirts. Like, the new shipment of t-shirts comes in, and like, you're Johnny Depp walking around, you're like, there's nowhere to put it. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
So really quick story. I had a few girlfriends here last night. We went out and we grabbed some dinner here in Hoboken.
Shout out Hoboken.
That's right. Hoboken, baby. The Boken. Anyway, so my shipment of shirts came in, and you know, usually they send me like 10, 20 at a time. And so I opened it up and I was just like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Oh, this is a good one. And one of my friends said, you're going to need more closet space.
Yes. Ridiculous.
It's like you're going to need a bigger boat. Anita, you're going to need more closet space.
So those who don't know Anita, like, I've known her a long time. She doesn't just wear t-shirts. She also has regular clothes too. So like, you have to account for all of that as well. I'm with you on the under in this game. When I look at the matchup, Boston's coming off that 9-point halftime lead against Dallas that they blew on Sunday. They're stewing. They're number one in defensive efficiency. This is a marquee matchup against Golden State. I think you're going to see their elite defense shine. Golden State, same thing. Draymond Green back, better on offense, but also much better on defense, where they've been terrible as of late. And I know they're toying with this new starting lineup with Jordan Poole. Going against a defense like this, there could be some hiccups as they try to work through the kinks on that. So under 220 is going to be the play for me in that matchup. I'll lead off the next one. Minnesota and the Lakers are getting together tonight. Gross. Timberwolves 9.5, total of 242 points in this game. I got a prop for you. I'm going to go Russell Westbrook over 5.5 assists. Little juicy -130. Now, he's averaging 7 assists on the season, which is good, but he hasn't been hitting this mark as of late. He's eclipsed 5.5 in just 6 of his last 15 games. So I think we're getting a discounted price here. The main reason for this play, look at the total in this game, 242. And look at the pace and the defense in this game. Laker defense stinks. Both teams are top 5 in pace. This is a great environment for lots of stats, scoring, assisting, rebounding. There should be a ton of possessions, a ton of shots, and a lot of scoring. So Westbrook hitting his season average, definitely in my sights here. Russell Westbrook over 5.5 assists in the Minnesota Lakers game. Do you have anything there?
Yeah, the play, Joe, is the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers just absolutely suck, man.
Terrible.
They're so bad. They're so bad. And listen, Minnesota's coming home. That fan base is rocking. It's going to be electric. If I do expect LeBron to play, man, especially you've got Towns coming off that 60-point game. Lakers are 1-3 against Minnesota with LeBron James. The T-Wolves, 10-2-1 against the spread since mid-January, 8-1 against the spread their last 9 games. I think they run them out of the gym, Joe. Like, look, Jeannie Buss left the game early. Did you see that video the other day?
Yeah,
she didn't stay. She didn't stay for the end of the game. Like, she didn't even make this trip, Joe. She didn't even make this trip. Don't even bother. Don't even go. It's gonna be an embarrassment, man.
She's got better things to do.
I'll lay the 9, Joe.
All right. So that's where you are. I got another prop for you. Knicks are laying 12.5 total at 222 as they host Portland. So here's the thing. Everyone looks at how bad Portland's been getting beat up. All right. They're terrible. They're tanking. They're going for the number one pick. They've lost 7 of 8. Those 7 losses have come by an average of 29 points per game. They're getting blown out. So people see that. And the natural thought is to bet overs on the opposing team, right? The other team should blow them out, put up big numbers. No. If you're blowing them out, you're going to pull your starters out of the lineup. That's how you have to think. That's what we did when the Jazz blew them out. I think it was last week at some point. I had a Donovan Mitchell underscoring prop. Mitchell didn't need to play. He didn't play at all in the fourth quarter, if my memory serves me correctly. And that's what I'm doing here. Julius Randle under 26.5 points. Now he's averaging 20.5 on the season. So this is well above the average. He's only hit this mark in 2 of his last 9 games. And in those games, he played big minutes. One of them was the game against Memphis, I believe, when he played like 40 minutes. I don't expect that to happen tonight. I think the Knicks, who are 12.5 point favorites, think about that. The Knicks aren't very good this year, and they're laying 12.5. I think if they get up on Portland like everyone expects and they're blowing them out, you're not going to need to play your starters crazy minutes tonight. As a result, we're not going to need to see a huge night from Randle. So early in the game, he might put up some big numbers. But later in the game when he's resting, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going under 26.5 points. One more game on the NBA card to discuss. Dallas laying 3, total of 221.5 at Brooklyn. Nets off a huge effort last night where Kyrie Irving dropped 60 points against Orlando. What are you thinking for Mavericks Nets?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite plays tonight, Joe. And I'm all over the Mavs, -3. Big reason why, they're back in Brooklyn. No Vax, no Kyrie. Oops, too bad. Also, Nets, as you said, second of a back-to-back. They're 1-4 straight up at home. They're 0-5 against the spread at home. At home, they're allowing teams to put up 117 points. And we all know, man, this Dallas team, man, they are balling out. Defensively, they're great. Dinwiddie is stepping up when he needs to. Reggie Bullock is expected to be out, but I love Brunson. So this is a Dallas team. They've got the 6th best defense in the NBA, 4th best in regard to the last 2 months. So I love Dallas here with the fact that, no disrespect to KD, but he can't do it all himself. So
right.
I think Dallas rolls tonight here in Brooklyn.
There's a good reason that game opened Dallas -1 and jumped to 3. People jumping on the line early thinking the same thing you are. It's a tough spot for the Nets. Before we say goodbye, the Valspar Championship from Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor, Florida. You are one of our golf experts. You're all over this stuff. Anything you want to feed the people before the end of the pod?
Yeah, just understand that, this is tricky because of the poop show that we saw at the Players Championship. I mean, like, I'd say something else. We got Mickey and Minnie on our paychecks, Joe.
Yeah.
I have to be PG here. But
But you let the people know what you were thinking, and we appreciate that.
I mean, it was just like, just the fact that, like, the weather conditions were horrific. You got to think physically, mentally. So I tried to stay away from guys who played until late Monday, right? Didn't get out of Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra until Tuesday. So it's a short work week for them. I tried to stay away from them, but I can't help going back to Hovland. He's the 2 most important metrics for this matchup, Joe, is strokes gained on approach and also good drives. What is good drives? Good drives means a combination of distance and accuracy. And Hovland is at the top of the list. He finished 3rd here last year. So I'm going Hovland for the win. And then a few guys that I like to finish in the top 5. Louis loves this course. He loves this track. Four times he's teed up here. He hasn't finished anything lower than 16. So I do like him to finish in the top five at plus 350. Keegan Bradley as well. He's up there in regard to strokes gained on approach, as well as good drives. Also, a good metric here is guys who perform well at the Sony a few, like 2 months ago, do perform well for whatever reason. They coincide with this track. And Keegan Bradley did well at the Sony. Also, he's one of the best on approach from 175 to 200 yards out. And that's a really important metric in regard to approach shots on this course. Also, to finish in the top 20, there's a few guys that I like, and that's Norin at plus 220. And also to finish in the top 40, Kitayama. Now, he did not participate in the players. So that's a big reason why I like him. He's had a really good year this year over in Europe. He finished third at the Honda just a few weeks ago. And his metrics fit extremely well on this golf course. That's probably my favorite bet, Joe, because there's so much uncertainty here because of how the players ended up. Kitayama to finish in the top 40 at 3-1 to me is my best bet.
Excellent read as always. She's Anita Marks. I'm Joe Fornball. Thanks for checking us out today. Daily Wager this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. And then remember, early shows on Thursday and Friday to get you set for the madness. Have a great night, everybody. And best of luck with all your action.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.